Picture a tiny republic, a speck on the map, surrounded by empires that swallowed kingdoms for breakfast, Venice to the north, the Ottomans to the east, and somehow it stays free for centuries. Not through armies, through cunning, clever diplomacy, and a ring of stone so complete, so confident, that it practically dared anyone to try. That ring is what you're about to walk. Welcome to the walls of Dubrovnik, and let me get you ready before you climb a single step. What you'll be walking is just under 2 kilometers of unbroken limestone, 1,940 meters to be exact, wrapped right around the old town. In places it rises 25 meters above the streets, and on the seaward side it drops sheer to the Adriatic. Most of it was built between the 13th and 17th centuries, with the great burst of work running from the early 1400s into the late 1500s, when the Republic of Ragusa, Dubrovnik's old name, was at the height of its wealth and very keen to keep it. These walls were its armor. And the moment you climb the first steep flight and the whole city opens beneath you, that tide of terracotta rooftops, the marble gleam of the main street, the harbor, the endless blue, you'll understand why people call this one of the great walks of Europe. Now, a word on direction, because it matters. Walk anti-clockwise. If you enter near the Pile Gate, the main entrance, and head anti-clockwise, you climb first toward the Mincheta Tower. This is the round giant crowning the highest point of the walls, finished in the 15th century, and for generations it was the symbol of the city's sheer impregnability. It also happens to serve up the finest rooftop panorama on the whole circuit, so you bag the best view early, while your legs are fresh and the light is kind. From Mincheta, you drift down toward Fort Bokar, a rounded fortress jutting out over the Western Sea approach. Keep that name in mind, we'll come back to it. Then you follow the cliff edge high above the water, swing past St. John's Fortress, guarding the mouth of the old harbour, and climb back round. 3 towers, 3 jobs. Mincheta watched the land, Bokar watched the Western Sea, St. John's watched the port. A whole defensive language written in stone. And then there's the fortress that isn't on the walls at all. Look west, across a small bay, and you'll see Fort Lavrionac perched defiantly on its own 37-meter rock. For one set of travelers, it's a masterpiece of medieval engineering. For another, it's the Red Keep, because this is where Game of Thrones filmed the seat of power in King's Landing, with the city walls themselves doubling as the capital across many seasons. Fort Bokar turns up in those famous rampart scenes too. The lovely part is that your ticket already includes Lavrionac, and you can visit it separately from the main loop, so stand on its battlements. Look back at the walled old town, framed exactly as the series showed it, and feel suitably like a schemer. 2 practical things will make or break your day. First, heat. There is almost no shade up there, none. And that pale limestone soaks up the sun and radiates it back at you like a grill. So bring water, a hat, sunscreen, and proper shoes, because the circuit rolls over more than 1,000 steps. Second, timing. The cruise crowds pour in from mid-morning and the walkways narrow to a shuffle. Go right at opening, around 8 in summer, or in the late afternoon when the groups thin and the old town turns to gold. Avoid the 11-to-3 crush entirely if you possibly can. One last thing worth remembering. In 1991 and 92, these walls were shelled during the siege of the city, and Dubrovnik, true to form, rebuilt, restored, and stood firm. Stone that has watched empires come and go, survived war, and outlasted the lot. Walk it slowly. You're not just seeing a view. You're walking the proof that something small and stubborn can refuse magnificently to fall.